At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loff, and I caught up here with Mark from Plex Talk. We're going to find out what's new and cool and exciting here with your products.
So the Plex Talk now, the Plex Talk Pocket, has a new version, new firmware version, was launched yesterday, 17th of March, and that enables you to use the Plex Talk as a podcast receiver and web radio.
Oh, really? Okay. And so how many radio stations and podcasts do you have in your directory so far?
We don't have any limitation. You can program any radio station on there, or many podcasts, as many as you want. You can export them from your iTunes system or from Juice, or program just individual podcasts. You can do that with the Pocket, yes.
Okay, and you know if you already have a directory like people could start with, or did everyone kind of adds their own stations? So how does it work? How do you...
But we have some tutorials on our website that shows you how to program a podcast in a pocket. It comes with a free Plex Talk transfer software, which is also downloadable from our website. And you need to find the URL of the podcast or the URL of the web radio, put it into the software, in the Plex Talk transfer software, and that transfers it automatically to the pocket.
Okay, now, am I correct that the Pocket now is a wireless, supports wireless internet? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. So the Pocket makes a connection with the wireless access point, Wi-Fi, and so it makes a connection to enable to stream the web radio or the podcast receiver.
Okay, and what other new features, or just kind of give an overview of what people can do with their Plex Talk Pocket?
Okay, and now also with this version, DocX is supported, so the Pocket has also internal speech technology. So it's a TTS, which reads the documents. Not only the previous version could read doc format, but now DocX is also supported.
So for folks, that means Word 2007 and Word 2010 documents.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
And also many other formats, like text, HTML on text. And also DAISY, of course, DAISY 2, DAISY 3. Also, most audio formats are supported, like WAVE, WMA, MP3 format, and etc.
So about the radio stations, because you got Windows Media, you got Shoutcast, you've got Icecast. Does it support all of the different formats, or is there any limitations which kind of radio streams you can import into the device and have it play it?
Yeah, there's a limitation. It's limited to MP3 radio stations.
Okay, very good. Well, there's a lot of those over at Shoutcast.com and a number of other places as well. Okay, and so just give us an overview of other features that we folks who maybe just have no familiarity with the Plex Talk Pocket, maybe not like a audio recorder, or what about web browsing, email, those types of features?
Yes, one of the strong points of the Pocket is the recording function. We say that the Plex Talk Pocket can do DAISY recording. It means that you have like an interview you're doing now. You can select or you can enter headings that you can later, as a user, navigate to each of the headings. So you can make it in a kind of DAISY format. Also, when you do a build book function, you can also read the recordings in other DAISY players.
We have the prices for the Plex Talk Pocket, or?
The prices in the U.S. for the Plex Talk Pocket is about $350.
Okay, very good. And how much memory does that support, or what does it have for external cards? How does that work?
The Pocket comes with a 2 GB memory card included. It has a 10-hour battery included. Also, USB cables are included. And, of course, the manuals on a CD.
Okay, very good. And what is the website?
The website is www.plextalk.com.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Mark. It's Plex Talk Pocket, and plextalk.com is a place to go for that. At CSUN 2011, for Zero Talk, this is Michael Loff.